Blog Talk Radio.
need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now. The shadow of my presence, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley, I blow and release my wind and my glory. So shadow of my breath, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley, I'm not afraid to die.
I'll make room for two, you and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. Oh, hey, oh, hey. You are all that matters. Oh,
you are all that matters. said, grateful. Yeah.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and know that He's leading me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and know that He's within me. For He has healed and made me whole. Crowned me with love and kindness. He embraced me with His goodness. Renew my youth like an
and you hid me beneath your wing. Lord, I lift up your hands and worship him. Say, Lord, I bless your name. And Lord, I bless you at all times. And I forget not all you've done for me. And yes, I bless you at all times. I bless your name. Never forget what you've done for me. And Lord, I bless you at all times. I bless your name.
Tell somebody God is wonderful.
Do you love the Lord? From the depths of our hearts we worship. The depths of my heart.
From the depths of my heart, I'm grateful to you.
You've done so much
for me. I have searched all around. There is no one like you.
My refuge and my strength.
He's a wonder. In your home, He's a wonder. I don't know why you came yet tonight, but He's a wonder. Over every sickness, God is a wonder. They are a wonder.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. We bless his holy name. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. We bless you and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify your name, O God. We exalt your name, O God. We've come to worship you. We've come to praise you. We've come to say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, hallelujah, my heart cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. He is God. He's God all by himself. And so this morning, we just want to say thank you to the Lord. Bless his name. He is worthy of praise. He is worthy of glory. He is worthy of honor. We magnify his name. And we say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We worship you. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you, Lord. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace with hearts of gratitude, with hearts of thanksgiving. To give you praise every single minute, second of our lives. As seconds, minutes of praise, glory, honor, and power to you. Lord, praise and thanksgiving is our lifestyle. Not just one day, but every single breath we breathe, oh God. We breathe breath of thanksgiving, praise, worship, glory to your name. And we say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask for mercy. Mercy for things that we have done knowingly, unknowingly, that do not bring glory and honor to your name. We pray for mercy for not praising and worshiping you as we should. We praise God. We ask for mercy, oh God. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us. Cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. We praise your name. We adore you. We release the blood of Jesus, Lord, in this service, in our homes, in our families, in our atmosphere. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God, the holy blood of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. We bless your name. We adore you. We worship you. Hallelujah. We praise you. Thank you for your presence. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning, hallelujah, good morning to each and every one of you. I am Apostle Marco Puraboyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. We bless each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This morning we were in praying in the spirit, intercession and prayers at 3 a.m. I know we have one or two people that were with us this morning. And the Lord spoke to us this morning to worship him in spirit and in truth, to turn our hearts, surrender our hearts to him, to bow down and worship to him. And he spoke this morning. We had a great time in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And his presence is right here with us. Hallelujah. And our worship must be like a pure and holy river. Hallelujah. A river that goes upstream. And so as the Lord began to speak about that and tell us of what he wanted from us, we begin to pray and praise and bless his holy name. And then he, of course, took us to Revelation chapter 4. Hallelujah. And we read the scriptures. We ended in praise and worship and adoration. If I ask right now, how many people love the Lord? Every one of you would say, oh, yes, I love the Lord. Every one of us is, oh, I love him, I love him. I thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But with worship and praise and thanksgiving, there is a sacrifice. Many times we want the fruit and we want the wind to just blow the fruits down. And then we just gather the fruits. And this is how we as human want it all the time. Hallelujah. We don't want no struggles. We just want it. We want to be spoon-fed. So this morning, the Lord was speaking to us about upstream, swimming upstream. And then I began to meditate on this word and said, Lord, what do you mean by that? He took me into Ezra, and I want you to turn your Bibles because we're going to go through it a little bit this morning. Hallelujah. Ramasetiriakurumasetiriaka. He took me to the book of Ezra, and Ezra is a book of restoring worship. Worship, hallelujah. Amen. And then it's Ezra chapter 4. Let's look at Ezra chapter 4. Let me find it in chapter 4. And we start from verse 4. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I surrender completely and totally to you. Have your way in this service. Teach us, O God, how to go upstream in worship in the name of Jesus. Ezra 4:4-24. Ezra, E-Z-R-A, 4:4-24. Wake up and write this down. These are things that are very important. Hallelujah. Or open your Bibles. Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah and troubled them in building, and hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia. And in the reign of Azarias, in the beginning of his reign, wrote they unto him an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem. And in the days of Exodus, both wrote Bethlehem, Methodoth, Tebal, and the rest of their companions unto Exer, king of Persia, and the writing of the letter was written in the Syrian tongue and interpreted in the Syrian tongue. Rehum the chancellor and Shamshah the scribe wrote a letter against Jerusalem to Exer the king in this sort. Then wrote Rehum the chancellor and Shamshah the scribe and the rest of their companions, the Dananites, the Apophites, the Parthenites, and the Ephraimites, the Akophites, the Babylonians, the Susansites, the Dehavites, and the Elamites, and the rest of the nations whom the great and noble Esther brought over and set in the cities of Samaria, and the rest that are on this side, on this side the river. And at such time, the copy of the letter they sent unto him, even unto Esther, the king, they servants, the men of on this side of the river, at such a time, be it known unto the king that the Jews which came up from thee to us are come unto Jerusalem, building the rebellious and bad city, and have set up walls thereof and joined the foundation. Be it known unto the king that if this city be builded and the walls set up again, then will they not pay toll, tribute, and customs so that thou shalt damage the revenue of the king? Not because we have maintenance from the king's palace. It was not meet for us to see the king's dishonor. Therefore, we have sent and certified the king that such may be made in the book of the records of thy father. So shall thou find in the book of the records, and know that the city is a rebellious city, hurtful unto the kings and provinces, and that they have moved sedition within the seam of old time. For which cause was this city destroyed? We certify the king that if this city be built again, and the walls thereof set up by this means, thou shalt have no portion on this side the river. Then send the king an answer unto Ram, the Shalom, and to Shibshah, the scribe, and to the rest of the companions that dwell in Samaria, unto the rest beyond the river. Peace, and at such a time, the letter which he sent unto us have been plainly read before me, and I commanded, and such have been made, and it's found that this city of old time have made insurrection against kings, and that rebellion and sedition have been made therein. There have been mighty kings also over Jerusalem, which have ruled over all countries beyond the river, and toll and tribute custom was paid unto them. Give ye not commandment to cause these men to cease, that they said they be not building until another commandment shall be given unto me. Take heed now, you fear not to do so. Why should damage grow to the heart of the kings? Now, when the copy of Ezra's letter was read before Rehum, Shashmah, and the scribe and the companions, they went up in haste to Jerusalem under the Jews and made them besieged by force. Then seized the work of the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. So it seized under the second year, until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. I know I read all this, but I want you to know When you're going upstream, these letters have been written because the children of Israel have come together to rebuild the temple. And there's so much things against them. When you come to rebuild the temple, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. When we come in the work of God, there will always be opposition. And this is why the Lord, you see, Clay, you got to go upstream to worship him in spirit and in truth. You got to go upstream. And there's a current that comes when you're going upstream, up into that city of Zion. There's you're going against a current, and that current is the current of the world. Hallelujah. There's always opposition. The Lord is saying we must stand against the persistence of our opposition. Don't give in. We must stand against it. They will persuade, they will say things, they will do things to the body of Christ. But we must stand. Don't give up. You are going upstream. And it's not easy to go upstream. That's why a lot of people get stagnant. You must stand against all the forces of evil and darkness. They will gather against you, but they will not prevail. When God is for you, who can be against you? So that when you have to stand, it takes sacrifice. To stand. You got to sacrifice to stand. You cannot stand with all being strong and fortified, but that strongness and that comes from what? The Holy Spirit. He gives you strength. When you're weak, his strength is made perfect. So when you're going upstream, that upstream worship, you will find opposition. The very people that are supposed to help you to go upstream will turn against you. They will say things to make you discouraged. The devil will even use the best to come against you. Sometimes people don't even realize they're working against the kingdom of God or God's purpose, where sometimes you're in the kingdom and you don't even realize, because the devil always comes to put scales in our eyes. And so we're so focused on our flesh, but we're not focused on what the Spirit of God is saying, because we're not connected as we should be. We should be strongly connected. We should know the voice of God. Hallelujah. So when you're going upstream, you got, every one of us got to go upstream to that river of, to that worship, that pure and holy worship. What carries you is the current of the Holy Ghost. It is not by might, it is not by power, but it's by the Spirit of the living God. So when you go upstream, you're going because God is going to send that current, that undercurrent that no one sees. And no wonder why you keep moving higher and higher, but no one sees there's an undercurrent, and that undercurrent is the Holy Ghost. Although the currents of the world is strong, the tides are high, but God, he has an undercurrent that takes you through the tides and the waves and different areas, and he's taking you higher. But you cannot do it on yourself, by yourself. Don't even try to do it, because you will fail. Don't try to do it. You got to depend on the current, the undercurrent, the Holy Spirit. You cannot give up, because if you give up in the middle, guess what happens to you? When you give up, you will die. The waves are coming. It's so strong. The winds are blowing. You cannot be fearful and give up, my brothers and sisters. You cannot give up. You cannot give up. Hallelujah, because life will deal you some blows. Hallelujah. There will be some strong wind that wants to take you down, but you cannot give up. You got to depend on the Holy Spirit who is taking you upstream. Hallelujah. And how do you depend? Don't just depend on him. He will take you to be persistent. Don't give up. Don't give up. Apostle, how can I do it? How can you do it? You got to love. How can you do it? You got to forgive. How can you do it? You got to bless doors that curse you and say all kinds of evil against you. Hallelujah. You see, God sees the heart of men. You got to keep allowing the current of the Holy Spirit so that you can fulfill your divine purpose and destiny. Hallelujah. There ties you in that current going upstream, and there's people with you and trying to help you, but they will, hallelujah, stop. They won't be there. You'll look around, whether it's father, mother, sisters, or brothers. Not everyone will be there. Sometimes you got to be alone. And you got to learn how to be alone. Alone in the presence of the Lord, alone, but not really alone, because the Holy Spirit is there. Hallelujah. In the book of Ezra, worship was supposed to be restored. And when you read all about, there was so much opposition. When you build in the temple of God, when you're in the kingdom of God, there will be. I'm here to tell you this morning, don't give up. Don't give up. Give up. Allow the current of the Holy Spirit to take you to your final destination. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will not drown. You will not sink. Hallelujah. Just depend on the Holy Spirit. Apostle Paul, when the ship broke, he depended on the Holy Spirit, and even the little woods, he held onto the woods. Some of the people held onto the woods, that everything, because God always sent help. He always, to your final destination. Are you, how determined are you? I don't, lip service, you know, no, it's not lip service, it's sacrifice. Sometimes we take these things for granted. Every morning we hear Paul speaking, she having this service, this program, and we hear you, sometimes we don't even listen to the substance of the services. And then if somebody gave you a test, you would fail the test because you won't even remember what the Spirit of God would send his servants to say to you. This year we've had so many services, conferences, and all is going to one purpose. If I ask what it is, some of you will have it all mixed up and you take it for granted. Hallelujah. We take it for granted. We started with the joining of a mother. We had all these guest speakers. Then we had the cry of the prophets. Hallelujah. I think it was like 10 days. Then we went forward to the midwives arise. Then we went to the gathering of the eagles. This was like 10 days. Some of these was 10 and 12 days. With different guest speaker, but you took it for granted. That means it's on being ungrateful. How can God give you? The joining of a mother, the cry of a prophet, the midwives arise, those who are there, and the gathering of the prophet, and you have not received a revelation yet. You are still the same. For those who are here, I'm not talking about those who wasn't there. Your life, things should have happened in your life. There should have been a change. Paul said, Cynthia came and preached the other day. While we were doing the launching, did you listen? Did you hear? That's why some will not be able to go into the next level. Because your heart desire is not to go to that next level upstream. And you can't stay there. We are in some bad, trying times right now. The enemy will take over you. And you cannot blame God. My brothers and sisters, we don't do services just to have it for fashion. It's the Lord doing. He tells us what to do. He picks his guest speaker. He gives divine instructions. I am his servant. And I just listen to what the master wants me to do and follow it and do it. Hallelujah. Yes, not in my strength, but in the strength and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Never take God for granted. That is your ungrateful familiarity. Sometimes we get so familiar. Oh, we hear this over and over and over and over. You get so familiar. God is right there solving your problems. But right after you hear a sermon, you hear the word, you hear this, and the next minute you still will be crying, oh, God, please help me. God already gave you answers and answers and answers and answers. But you are not attentive. You're not in tune. You're not listening because you, oh, those are human. Yes, we're human, but the voice of God is speaking through us to bless you. You're looking at us, yes, we're in the flesh, but the Spirit of God is speaking through us. It's not me, but the Christ that lives inside of me. It's not Reverend Boyer, but the Christ that lives inside of him. It's not Apostle Cynthia, but it's the Christ that lives inside of her. Hallelujah. And so you say, oh, I take you, Jesus, to you, really thank him when he has released and released and released and released and released. You're not thanking it because you're ungrateful when you do not receive his word. That's being ungrateful to him because your hearts are not open. You want to stay in that way. You cannot. So how can you go upstream? How can you go to that city of Zion? The 3 a.m. prayer, we have it praying in the spirit. And many of these people are people that I know from years in and years old, that some of them are ordained as pastors and ministers and stuff. And they're coming, we pray, and they're persistent in their prayers. And there's breakthroughs and deliverance and there's healing because, hallelujah, they are persistent in their prayers. Some of you, I will hear you praying on the 9 a.m. Why these people left? These people are not gone. They're there. Some of them left, but some of them are right there with me at 3 a.m. praying, interceding. In fact, they do more support for the ministry than any of you because they have given their life totally and completely and sacrificed to God. They see the glory of God. Hallelujah. But we become ungrateful. So Thanksgiving is a turkey. It doesn't make any sense. because you will not receive the word of God. You will not receive it. What do you look at? You look at the flesh and not the spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so there's so much current coming from you, from the world, and that's why things are happening to you. And you wonder why your family against you, your friends against you, the world against you, sickness, diseases, because you will not receive the word of God, the healing, the deliverance, the miracles. You refuse to receive it. You refuse to receive it. You hear it, but you don't receive it. Because when you receive it, you see there's difference. Difference, difference. There's a difference. It's not the same old, same old. When you pray it with a passion. A passion and a love. We see that love when we come on 3 a.m. There's a passion and a love of God. Passion. You love the Lord. You love him. It's not because of what Apostle Marcus said. It's because of you. You personally love Jesus. Hallelujah. You can pray 24/7 every hour. If your heart is not right, you're missing it. You're missing it. I can pray 25 every hour. If my heart is not in the right place, I'm missing it. So what are you thankful for this morning? What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? Just lip service? What are you thankful for? What are you? Members, what are you thankful? Thank you, Jesus. For what? That's not for what? The Lord shows things for what? You say it, but your heart is not with what you're saying. God is calling you up and higher to be in tune, and you have to allow the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, you will be left behind. You will be. Jesus will come and leave, and you will be here in the tribulation. You won't even know how to do nothing because your heart, it will be too late. You better focus on Jesus and forget about everything else and keep your eyes on him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Heart of worship, heart of praise, heart of thanksgiving. There's no way you can be in this ministry for 10, 11 years and your life's still the same. Wow. Father, we thank you, Jesus. We praise you. Teach us how to worship in spirit and in truth. We surrender totally, completely to you. Have your way in our lives. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We bless your name. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Apostle Cynthia, if you're on and you have anything to add or anyone wants anything to say, we praise God. Don't, please do just press to be pressing because I'm not speaking to Apostle Cynthia, I'm talking to those of you that just press the button to press it. Really, God sees our hearts. Our hearts got to be in tune. This is not a play thing. This is serious. To play with God, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Hallelujah.
Ooh, to God be all the glory for the things that he has done. Blessed, happy Thanksgiving to each and every one. What a powerful, powerful teaching, reproofing, and correction. And by the Spirit, I know many didn't understand, and many were having problems receiving and were rejecting. But listen, God sends always a warning. He sends a warning before destruction. He even sends warnings before a spanking, before reproofing, before chastisement, before his correction. The prophet this morning has spoken. I would implore each and every one that is in the sound of our voices. I implore you, search yourself. I always tell my children, search yourselves before you wreck yourself. This is not a season to be taking for granted the things of God and what God has done. He has protected us. He has covered us in this season when we have the demonic forces running rampant, and it is demonic upon the land, wiping out entire families, wiping out mothers, children, wiping out husbands and wives, wiping out jobs, wiping out homes and wiping out refrigerators and cupboards and laying folks down and folks not getting up. I'm telling you, take not for granted. Don't be so complacent in your walk that when prophets are decreeing and declaring, and because the prophet didn't say, I decree by the power of God, or I declare by the power of God, that it is not a declaration. Do you not know? Have you not learned that when prophets are speaking, it has already been decreed and declared by heaven? The prophet doesn't have to make an announcement. All the prophet has to do is open up their mouth. Do you realize that everything that the prophet speaks, when a prophet opens their mouth, when a prophet, a true prophet of God, opens their mouth, it is always a prophetic decree, and it is always a prophetic declaration. The true prophets of God are very quiet. They're very silent because we know when we open our mouths, we make declarations. We don't have to say, thus saith the Lord of hosts, because we are the mouthpiece of God. And when we know who we are, we don't need to say, thus says the Lord, because it is God that is speaking and not the human. Be very careful. Stop mocking. Stop trying to judge. Oh, my God. And how dare you try to criticize? God shall not be mocked, nor shall he be criticized. Be watchful. Be prayerful. My mother used to say to me, if you cannot say nothing good, keep your mouth shut. My great-grandmother used to say to me, for every evil thought toward others, for every negative thought toward others, sin, be very careful. Quickly purify that thought, because what you think on others will certainly come to pass on you. Be very careful. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. Try to follow your CDCs in your state. Keep it at a minimum. Don't get foolish. Don't act foolish. Be wise in this season, because Satan is roaring like a major warrior. He is coming to destroy. Be wise. Be very wise. Be very wise. and stop denying prophetic decrees, even if you don't understand them. Learn to shift where God is repositioning you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. God bless you. And I say unto you, may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding enter into your house, your home, your spirit, your mind, and your body now. Shalom.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle Cynthia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. We bless the holy name of Jesus. We praise his name. We worship him. Hallelujah. We say, I say to you, from our household to yours, have a wonderful and a blessed Thanksgiving. Take the word of God seriously. Stop playing. Stop playing. Don't play. This is a season for serious, in fact, every day, but don't play. You take it seriously. It's the voice of the Lord. You're blocking your own blessings, your own deliverance. Don't do that. Well, we love you. For those that do not feel well, we pray the healing virtue in the name of Jesus, of Jesus Christ. By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus and made whole. In Jesus' name, to those of you that are mourning a loved one, may the Holy Spirit comfort you during this time of mourning. Hallelujah. This season for some people are not as good, but we know it is good in Christ Jesus, as long as you trust him. Hallelujah. So be safe. Follow the guidelines. Don't be foolish. Be wise, as Apostle Cynthia said. Be wise. Don't be foolish. Hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day.